Hans, you know that most people struggle with compliance when it comes to what we brand as exercise in this modern age. Obviously, the great majority of adults are not training regularly with enough intensity or correctly. So if we know that this is a science, you know, all universities have physiological departments, you know, the kinetics, all the rest of it, why isn't there more consciousness embedded in the brains of these adults, many of them who have degrees from universities? What is this struggle all about?
Well, you're not the only one that asked this question. You know, you mentioned earlier, I'm a frequent presenter with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and we've discussed this in very much detail, but the most basic thinking is it goes back to our upbringing from elementary school and up. Because here, when the schools run a little bit short on money, what do they terminate and cut out? That's the physical activity programs. That is about the dumbest thing ever. That is the most important part ever. That's where it starts. And the children look at their parents fat and overweight, you know, so what? I can eat. And it takes a lot of education. But the key point in every publication, in every radio TV show that we're on, is just really to emphasize real findings. Give them the facts. If you're not doing any exercise, you are doing things wrong and you are going to go downhill and you're going to get fat and you're going to get to a point where your body doesn't perform very well. And I had people the age of 30 or 35 that take me aside, you know, big guys, hey, doc, can you get me something, you know, a Viagra prescription or something, you know? I mean, at that age, that is just absolutely ridiculous. You know?